You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Very pleased to be joined right here on Radio Row. The guests come fast and furious. Super Bowl 48 in Midtown Manhattan. Vic Carucci here. Nate Dogg Zagura there in Northeast Ohio. But joining me now from ESPN, the voice of Monday Night Football and a longtime friend, Mike Tirico. Michael, welcome.
Good to see you. It's been many Super Bowls we've seen each other. Back to the 4-in-a-row in Buffalo.
That's right.
That seems like forever ago, doesn't it?
It does seem like forever ago, and I think the Bills fans would say the same thing.
Gosh.
The Browns fans say the same thing about the Bernie Kosar 80s.
No kidding. And I live in Detroit across the river there, across the lake, so they know all the stresses as well. It's funny. I was thinking, how many Super Bowls have I been to? And I went to one as a fan, Super Bowl 17, when I was a kid.
Right.
And I'll never forget Super Bowl 25, the Giants-Bills Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I was in Syracuse doing local TV.
Right.
And I did a story on the New York State Thruway that day on people who were, rooting for the Giants. They were right in the middle of Giants and Bills country there, Super Bowl 25.
Syracuse, yeah.
I went to the next Super Bowl. I started working at ESPN. I've been to everyone since. So this is kind of like the halfway point. I've covered half the Super Bowls, or been at half the Super Bowls.
Sure.
You just kind of pinch yourself and go, how lucky we are to do this.
We're blessed to do this. And I want to start with your thoughts. Again, I know you're following everybody in this league, but the Browns, because they've made so many changes in recent years, and it's now three coaches in 3 years. It's that simple. Mike Pettine, what do you know about him, your impressions of him, and your thoughts about this move by the Browns?
Let me give you Pettine and then the franchise.
Please.
I enjoyed my time around Mike, especially with the Jets. You know, we had several Monday night games when Mike was the defensive coordinator with Rex. And Rex Ryan, you can say a lot of critical things, a lot of positive things. One unfailing positive to me, Vic, of Rex, he supports and boosts his assistants, perhaps as well as any head coach, wants them to get hired, wants them to get noticed, wants them to get attention. And so he pushed us, hey, you need to talk to Mike Pettine about our defense. And Mike's doing this, and Dennis Thurman's doing that. So we spent some time around Mike. I really like Mike. I don't know how great a head coach he's going to be, much like any of us.
Does.
His football background, his dad, it's in his DNA, it's in the blood, it's in the and it's deep Northeast-rooted love of football. I think that will play well with Cleveland. I think last year being with Doug Marrone, being with a new staff, a different staff, will help give him enough good ideas to succeed and thrive. So I feel good about that. I feel terrible for the people of Cleveland. Being around for the LeBron Cavs days, you sense the desire, the hunger to be a championship city somehow, some way. And even going back to being lucky enough to host the expansion draft when the Browns were reconstituted and came back, you know it. The passion was incredible that night in Akron when the expansion draft was held. And I just think those people are still waiting and desperate. So I feel bad for them that it's an eternal search for a head coach, for a quarterback, for a place to hang your hat. So I hope, for the sake of good people, that this is the one.
Mike, you talked a little bit about Pettine, the new head coach. One of the big struggles right now, or seeming struggles, is to fill on the offensive side of the ball. We know Mike Pettine will do very well defensively with a good offensive coordinator. What do you make of this situation and the decision to let Norv Turner walk, where he now holds the same job with the Minnesota Vikings?
Yeah, to me, that's a killer. I'm a huge Norv Turner fan, but for me, on my end, that's the hardest part of a long search. The long search to get it right. I don't care if you're the first or the 11th choice, but so many staffs are constituted and friends have taken care of friends. I think that's where it really is a big hole and where it hurts. You needed that time to put together a good staff, and that's where it's going to set the Browns back this year perhaps. But let's hope they find somebody who's the right fit, the right mix, and can get this offense going, because let's face it, with Joe Hayden, with some of the guys on that side of the ball, there's been some good defensive football played by these Browns teams.
Sure. Super Bowl 48, giving us about as good a matchup as you can have.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on again, Peyton Manning, that part of the story and his legacy, and then the other part of the story is just that incredible history-making passing game and offense versus an incredible defense.
Yeah, let's get past the nonsense of Richard Sherman. Those of us who've covered Richard know he's a really good guy, a smart guy, and a good player. Let's get past the Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch didn't talk. We've known that forever.
Right.
Let's move on, okay?
Right.
Number one offense, number one defense. I love those matchups. I always think somebody gets a little bit off the plate in those. So it goes to the other side of the ball. I don't see Seattle shutting out Peyton. I don't see Peyton hanging 50 on Seattle. So usually end up in the 20s. Can Seattle's offense score 27 to 30 on Denver? I don't think they can. The key is going to be, do they run the ball forever and keep it out of Peyton's hands and extend the game and limit possessions, much like Giants-Bills from Super Bowl 25.
Right.
I think Peyton just does enough, and they win a close 27-23 game. I'd hate to see him overcome everything he has had to overcome, get back here, and not get a second Super Bowl. Because I think the conversation about is Peyton Manning's legacy impacting this game, I think it's the most preposterous hunk of garbage I've ever heard.
I totally agree. I'm getting the rap sign from your guy here. But thank you so much for taking the time join us. And you've been a great friend and obviously one of the best in the business broadcasting.
Well, thank you. I'm running around here for the Super Bowl for GMC to see a bunch of people.
Okay.
GMC is sponsoring the Never Say Never moment of the year.
Right.
It's going to be given out the NFL Honors Saturday. So when we're not running around, when it's more normal and people don't want to talk to me, which is most of the time. Give me a buzz. Let's talk some ball here before the season gets
going. We'll do it, Mike Tirico.
I'm so happy for you, Vic. You're one of the best, man.
You're great. Hey,
you work with a good guy.
That's right. You are right about that. Man. Thanks so much, Mike.
Ride his coattails. He is the man.
I'm doing my best, like a rope off the Goodyear blimp.
Great talking to you. Thanks, Vic. So
Mike Tirico, ESPN, again, one of the best here, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford from Radio Row here in the heart of Manhattan. We're going to have a visit soon with Mark Mosley, former kicker for the Cleveland Browns, is going to come aboard with us as well. We'll hear from Mark Mosley, guy who kicked that winning field goal, the man who settled that double overtime playoff game when the Browns beat the New York Jets a while back in his one and only season, one and only stretch with the Cleveland Browns. So all of that is coming up next. Vic Carucci with Nathan Zagura. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.